White Mary, Battle Creek, Michigan, November 20th, 1889. Dear Daughter Mary, I was so thankful to read your letter, so cheerful every word. I believe in the promises. I believe that the Lord has his everlasting arm about you and that he careth for you every hour. The more I write and speak upon the attractions of Jesus Christ, his fullness, his mercy and love to fallen man, the more am I charmed with the greatness of the theme of redemption. I am glad that Jesus is a living Savior, and he is our Savior. Dear Mary, trust in the Lord fully. Wait patiently for him, and you will see the salvation of God. You inquire in regard to Sister McDearman. She is quite well and is enjoying her visit. Well, she spends most of her time at Hattie's. The little granddaughter just about worships her grandmother. She is perfectly satisfied if she can be in her company. I sent you a trunk by Dr. Kellogg containing a white mattress and a small thin mattress and a new comfortable. I thought this would save you from making these things. Please accept them as a Christmas gift. Sarah has sent to Sister Ings to send dried fruit, all that there is in Healdsburg. There is not much, but all can be sent. I want you to have these letters from Sister Ings, for they may contain something you may want to hear. I was much pleased with your financiering faculties, with your missionary work for those worse off than yourself. I thought I should have found some time to write to the children, but tell them Grandma sent them a scrapbook by Brother Gates. I think it contains excellent pieces. I could do nothing to it. I was so sick with cold I could do no writing. I am having a regular siege of it, but we will conquer it at last. I am of the best of courage and shall put my trust in the Lord. I cannot write you much news. Willie is in good health. If he could get his allowance of sleep, he would come out all right from his taxing committee meetings. I hope you will cling fast to the source of your strength. Be of good courage. Look and live. May the Lord bless you, my dear child, is my constant prayer. Much love to Sister Kelsey and to Reba and to Mary. The name I choose not to write, for I shall make a mistake. Love to my dear grandchildren. I hope they will love the dear Savior and be good and obedient children because Jesus loves them. Mother.